Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Go for 8 straight wins and a little revenge tonight here in Boston in another original six battle with the always tough Bruins, who at 11-3-4 in their last 18 games have been playing some of their best hockey of the season. Included in that run was a win over the Hawks in the Winter Classic on January 1 down at Notre Dame Stadium. So the Blackhawks are looking for revenge and the points. Now Strome along the left for Toxo. Made a ring-wide pass. Here's to bring it over the Bruin line. A toe drag and a shot. He scores! This one fooled. Took a Rask. Rask went out to make the save down in the butterfly position, but it got caught up in his equipment and rolled through him and into the back of the Bruin net. With 15:38 left in period number one, the Hawks lead the Bruins 1-0. And Jake DeBrusk right corner. DeBerger on top of the right wing circle, turning off of a check, fed it across, and a shot from the left circle. They score. David Krejci waiting, took that pass that went across the rink from Bergeron, and he slapped it in behind Colin Delia. It's a power play goal, and the Bruins have tied it at one. And here come the Bruins on the attack. Bergeron into the Hawks zone to the left wing board, sets up Char, deep slot to the front of the net. They score. It's Danton Heinen, who found a loose puck after Chara from the left point fired the puck in front of the Hawk net. That looked more like a pass than a shot. Marchand caught it on the blade of his stick, but it bounced off. But Heinen was about 3 feet away from Marchand and slapped it in behind Delia. It's 2-1 Boston. Heinen got the puck back right corner. Put it up the boards to Marchand. To Bergeron on high slot. Long shot from there. Turn wide to rebound. Marchand shoots and scores. So Heinen again involved in this goal. This time was able to shovel the puck over to Marchand, who from the side of the Hawk net flips it in behind Colin Delia. It's now 3-1 Boston with 1:01 left in the first period. They'll carry the puck down and then put a pass into the high slot. Marchand got it over to Krejci, who set it in front for DeBrusk, and he tips it into the net. He scores. Not going to be a power play goal because Jonathan Toews had just stepped onto the ice surface. As that puck pulls the twine in behind Colin Delia, it's an even strength goal, and it's 4-1 in favor of the Bruins. Stone will lose puck between the circles to Cahoon. To Murphy, right point. Sends it left point. Keith, he closes in, fires, he scores! And this deflects up off the ice. I believe it hit the stick of John Moore in front and deflected past Tuukka Rask. With 22 seconds left in period number two, the Hawks get one back. It's Duncan Keith scoring, and it's 4-2 Boston. It came through the high slot. Sees it there for Keith. Hands it off Gustafson. Right circle closes in. Shoots, he scores! Eric Gustafson with the sides 4-4. Beats Tuukka Rask over the glove into the back of the Bruin net. And with 15:12 left in the third, the Hawks are making it a hockey game. They trail 4-3. 3 seconds on the Bruin power play. Corey Crew carrying out the center ice and then over the Hawk line on the right wing, stopping at the right point, moves a pass over to the left wing side, and a beautiful pass by Heinen to Solarik in the slot, and he one-times it past Delia. It's a power play goal, and it's 5-3 Boston. DeBrusk, meanwhile, down the left wing of the Hawk zone. DeMarchand put it in front of the net to Krejci. He shoots and scores. Well, David Krejci needs about maybe 6 inches of net to shoot at, and he'll hit it every time, and he did right there. It's now 6-3 in favor of the Boston Bruins with 4:18 left in the third. And Kajula there along with Toews, now 7 seconds left in the game as they pin the puck against the Dasher. We are going to milk the clock right there. Looks like all the time is wound off the clock, and neither linesman blew the play dead on a frozen puck. They just let the time wind off the clock. That's the end of the game. The Bruins win it 6-3 here in Boston. They sweep the season series. They won the Winter Classic on January 1st. And here tonight on February 12th, they win the back end. The game here in Boston. Final score, the Bruins 6 and the Hawks 3.